we had a steer in Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
So the Mor is going to say that we're going to have to take the first argument between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan and switch positions.
So you're just switching Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan.
Right. So we'll have Rabbi Yochanan saying it's more like Kishagav B'Cheres, and Rabbi Yosef is saying because it's more like Gemei B'Mayim Mutzenik. Okay. The Mor says the Maichosisa Dafachto Kamaisa Evich Vesvaisa. So if you know. How did you know that the second argument is a definitive argument and the first one therefore has to be corrected? Maybe it's the other way around. The first argument of Rabbi Yochanan's position is the correct position of Rabbi Yochanan, and we have to switch around the second argument and have Rabbi Yochanan saying that what Rabbi Elazar says, and have Rabbi Elazar saying what Rabbi Yochanan says. So he says, how do you know to do that? The more the answer is, the boy made Malachim Rishana. We have another place where we have Rabbi Yochanan saying you need made Malachim Rishana, and therefore that's going to be. If I have a question, which way to go? But I have Rabbi Yochanan saying it in a different argument, the same thing. We're going to assume that's going to be the correct version of Rabbi Yochanan. Where do you see that? None. Sandal shal behemah shal matechis is tamei. So a horseshoe has a din of tumah. Now we sort of touched on already, you know, things which are made just for the animal, kalim which are made just for the animal don't have a loch of tumah on them. This is just made that the animal shouldn't get damaged, you know, shouldn't hurt itself on the rocks, etc. So that itself is not a source for tumah. So the Mor says the Maichazi. So why there has to be some function it has directly for people, and what is that which would therefore have it created the tumah on it? So Rav Roy Lishtus by Mayim b'Bim Lachama. I guess the groove which is inside of it is but you could put something in there to hold it, and then you could use it so you could use it to drink if you're out there there after the battle and you need something to drink from. So to draw some water from it, you could use to take the horseshoe off and use it if you need to. I'm not sure I understand the difference between Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Even the Morrison say a difference, but then I'm sure like why they define what he's saying is not roy for what usage for water. We're discussing about a question of elements of I'm not sure where they're coming from exactly.
Maybe he's just saying it's a more far-fetched case. Maybe it's not considered a real usage if it's so far-fetched.
Which one?
It's a drink.
Okay.
I mean, because it's a Mias type of thing, and so yeah, sure. If you're desperate enough,
I hear. And the more it's interesting, the more we'll say almost like the opposite of that. We'll see in a second. Rechem b'shosha b'rechem and amkrav v'nicha b'raglov v'rotz al koytzim v'al berkonim. When a person is running away, he'll strap it onto his own foot, thereby allowing him to. Step on if there's any thorns or thistles or something on the ground, so he'll protect his bare feet by having this thing under his feet. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is giving a halach of tuma along only with something which is similar to the primary function of the item. That's what will generate halacha of tumah. Be using it for some type of something, something which is not similar to the primary function, will not be a way to generate tumah. So that, therefore, over here, we're going to use that as definitive. We're going to switch around to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yisrael B'chanin.
Is the reason why we consider this now more definitive, Rabbi Yochanan, because it's just another source, or because specifically because it's a Mishnah? We have greater confidence in the integrity of that text.
I don't know. I wasn't sure myself what one, you know, I was sort of leaning towards the fact that it was the fact that it's just we have another place where they argued about it. But I'm not sure. Versus my Ben Rav or Chanina, it was a practical difference between Rav and Chanina. In a case where the sandal is mias, so then you wouldn't use it for drinking from, but you might use it to hold some oil. So Rashi touches. Rashi says that's opposite what you're saying. In a case where it's very dirty, you wouldn't use it for water. Not because since it's dirty, you never use it for water. But still, that's good enough, according to Rav. Worse than the opposite. You use it for water regularly, but you
use it for water regularly.
Right, but in the case where it's very dirty, you wouldn't. So that's now would be not right for tumah. But according to Chanina, and Rav holds using it for sicha was not something which was usually done. You didn't usually bring. You weren't busy worrying about anointing yourself. You're out there by the battlefield, so that wouldn't be a source of tumah. And it says, well, even though you can't use it for water, you can still use it for something else, so that's good enough also. So he's the one who's going far afield. No pun intended. Anyway. And the verse says, Rashi says, because in general, they weren't doing sikha b'mochom, it's Rav's time. So, and Ben Rebechon and Rebechonina, Iker Benayel the Yakir. And the difference between Rebechon and Rebechonina's case, is when it's heavy, so that's not going to help you to run away from the war if you have this from the battlefield. If you have this heavy thing on your foot, so then you wouldn't. According to Birchon, it would not be if it's heavy, it would not be makal patuma because you can't use it for anything which is similar to its primary function. So it's not makal patuma. But according to Chanina, you could use it for this other thing for sicha, and therefore it would be yes, be makal patuma. The implication is that you might end up being barefoot in a battlefield, and you need to run away. You need some type of protection for your feet. I guess that's true, but getting stuck that you can't run on the thorns and thistles is also a problem. So it might be worth it to take the minute to strap it on before you run. Okay. I have to tell you, Baruch Hashem, we've been zoche never to stand on the battlefield, so we don't know what it means. Halacha yasin on love, b'taras kahanim, chol kli asher yeshiv alav, reishit the krol b'chol mishkav asher yeshiv alav, yachol kol kli b'mashar filo ein osir li yeshiv. I would think any kli would have a dintuma. Even if it's not made for the purpose of sitting. So Tarkov, Rashi says, Tarkov is a chatzi saw, pirish trei v'kav. So there's six kav in a saw. And the word Tarkov is the way to say it holds three kav. Trei v'kav. Two plus one more. So it ends up being three kav, which is a half of a saw. Why they decided to call it that, and they didn't call it, you know, we would have called it plus kav. Three kav. I guess not. But they came up with a different name. Okay. I mean, that was convention. It wasn't like the Chazal had the name of that. That was what people used to call it. So, who started it? I have no idea. It will sit on this thing normally. So we understand yuchad shchiva with yeshiva, something which is it's designated for the purpose of sitting or lying. The Tarskanim goes to the same drasha by the pasuk of Mishkov. Okay, now the Rashi b'chol svarim, see the Gemara which he has the text which he has extant in front of him. He quotes the pasuk v'hayushev al kli asher yeshev b'lov v'kra acher hu. That's a different pasuk than the pasuk this pasuk is b'chol mishkav yishkav b'lov v'zav b'chol kli that pasuk which it's quoting right now by Yosheb is here we're discussing the definition of the thing it's which is mekabel tumah. You say any kli which the zav will sit on. They're talking about one who sits on a kli which the zav will sit on. It's talking about the person. Its starting point is the person. Again, it talks about the kli. So, but that's a later pasuk. Mefarshim Masel Talmidim, and the Talmidim mistakenly want to understand that the drasha based on this pasuk about Hayosheva al Kli Asher Yeshev Alav. Minixiv Hayosheva al Kli Asher Yeshev Alav. Shtei Yeshivas. It says the word Yeshev twice. Because of that it has to be something which is for yeshiva. That's why I said it stresses the word yeshiva twice. Wallahi, that's incorrect. Yeshiva is the kamer. We need both of them. He sits on it as opposed to in contact, something to do with contact. Al yoshev or nitla b'leinaga. He just leans on it. Anything like that is also his way to contract the tumah from the Moshev Hazov. Is Tomei. This is the mitzvah Gabi Zov, Shetime Klibi Yeshivosai, Alpi Shaloi Noga. So we need both psukim. To stress, but once by how he generates the kli contracts the tumah, and one how the person contracts the tumah from the kli. Both of them we need to discuss the idea that there's no need for yeshiva. There's no need for negiyah. So you need by the Zov that he's been tamakli even though he doesn't touch. You need by the Tor he gets tumba even though he doesn't touch. So that's what Rashi disagrees with that pasuk. And boy, the Taraskanim loy bohu akrok tani loy. But the Bryce and Taraskanim is not going on that pasuk. It's going on the earlier pasuk. So Rabbi Elazar says, "But midrash is you say menasim altenu. Bein mitzchilas atuma linyan shemarnu de'ena mitami medrash the mehavi abat tuma. It applies both at the beginning of the tuma. It only contracts the tuma if something which is that's its function. Bein b'soif tuma. It applies also to soif tuma. What soif tuma?" Going gimel al gimel shenitzu b'medrus. So you have something which became tummy medrus, and it's not a full kli, so it doesn't maintain its tumas medrus. Well, since it still has its roi for the primary function, it maintains its tumah. The mehavi av tumah. So a gimel al gimel, which is became a tumah medrash, which is an avatuma, and now benechlaku it tore. So gimel al gimel is large enough. Gimel tochem is large enough that the person could sit on it. So it'll be makabel tumas medrash. However, now it tore. So loch is tore min a medrash. The mina book is now we say I'm even asim latena rishana. Get up and let's try. Here we're using the phrase. Let's try to do the original purpose. Shay roy liyeshiva. Reata ain't a roy. We can't do it anymore. It's not roy for. Let's go do our malacha. That's how we say the phrase. And we can't. He'll go tar min a medrus. Even though it has three etzbos, by the clear the kabel tuma, and the gabi hilchos tuma, if someone says gimel etzbos, gimel etzbos is still considered usable. So if it's usable, it's right in the kabel tuma. So what's the problem? Even tars abat tuma tirlo, so it has a din of tuma, but it's not an abat tuma of medrus anymore. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Elazar says. You say that in regards to Tumas Medris. You don't say it in regards to Tumas Mace. We normally in Abatuma shall Tumas Mace. In case we have an Abatuma Tumas Mace, so a mace touches a kli, the kli becomes an Abatuma. So we don't say Amoy Benasim Latenu. What would that mean? Klamer, in other words, in Nitma, the kli became tough. Maybe in Nishbar, now the kli is broken. But there, Roy, the Malacha, Baalm, it's still fit to use for some type of usage. She'ein me'ein malacha rishana, which is not similar to the original malacha, is tame. So that's enough to maintain the level of tumma. Lord Minan, we don't say, oh, one second, let's go do our original work. And we can't. And therefore it's not tame anymore, like you said by Medrash. We don't say that. We don't say that. There's such a requirement by Tomei Meis. So that's true by Saif Tumma, that you don't have that need. Because in the Betchilas Tumma, Ein Omrim Amoyim Benasim Latenu, Mishayinu. So that's something that has Tumma, it's not going to lose the Tumma by breakage and require, we're not going to say requires. It has to have a malacha like the original malacha. You don't need that. So who are they? Mithkilis, so the or Kolshken, Mithkilis Atuma, and I remember Benazim Latenu, the Rishonah. The name Imenum Yuchel, Lemeis, Loyakabel, Tumas Meis, the Klimai Succeed. Because theoretically, what you would. If you would need a Moedim Nasim Tenu Betchilas Tumma, we say the only things which can be Kabbal Tumma from a maze are things which are made for a maze. Just like you're saying by Moshe, the only things which are Kabbal Tumma's Moshe from a Zohar, which are made to service what the Zohar is doing or sitting on. So, by the maze, if you would say that, it's not a question of sitting, it means things which are made to service the maze, and that's not true. So Hilchos Kabbalas Tumma by Meis does not require a primary function. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you do say it. The Eloi Ovin Me'ein Malacha Rishona is Tor, if it can no longer use it for the original, something which is similar to the original primary function, it's not going to have Tumma anymore. Akar Eloi Itmer Rabbi Yochanan Elinyin Shenishbar, the place where it's applying is the case of Shvira. The tower can appreciate. The issue that came broke, it broke, and is that matayir? Zok Rabbi Yochanan, yes. Zok Rabbi Elazar, no. Because it still has a function, because it doesn't have something which is along the lines of its primary function. So Rashi, that's what they're arguing about. The lack of the frushe, kahi the medrosis, but you can't apply it in tchilas tumah. and say, well, just like by medrash, the only thing which is mekabel tumah is medrash is something which is basically made for the function of sitting on. So by maize, the only thing which is mekabel tumah for a maize, the things are made to serve as a maize. That's not true. Remember the cliche and Ross of the maize, lo yitam of a maize. Look, see, these are all oil of kol kelim. He says any type of kli, doesn't say dafka kli, which is made to service the maize. So I said, okay, once you have a rechon saying that, Ebeka Maisa, Lerbiyasi, Rebchanina, Lerbiyachon. We'll switch around Rebchanina, Lerbiyachon. Where it says, why was that? Why do you feel that one is more definitive? It's there to protect the animal that it shouldn't hurt its hooves. Which they're just to service the animal and not makabel tumah. So he'll use it for his own for running. I'm a horrible the shame sandal or so, since the mice you made it to function as a shoe. You love the royal and the elef, if you find no way for a human being to wear it. Love him in time, but Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon would not be matame. He can be not the most, but Rab, lo matame, a case where the thing is dirty, so according to Rab, the reason why it's mekabel tumah, because you can drink from it, well, in this case it's me, is that you will not drink from it, so it's no longer functional. Then royal ishtas, so now it's not royal to drink from. Rab, sicha lesle, but you can use it to hold some oil, well, that doesn't hold us. Because the Muhammad Losuk, you don't take oil with you to the Muhammad. Would it mean Rav Lebirkan? I mean, he could be now the most. Most would not preclude the person from wearing it on his foot. Most would preclude the person from drinking from it. Main Rechina Lebirkan, he could be now the Yaker. Yaker means it's covered, it's heavy. Main Roy Boy Lebirkan, it's not usable, it would not be helpful to run with. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Well, let me Irshel Zok. Now, the woman cannot go out wearing Irshel Zok. My be Irshel Zok. What is
Irshel Zok? Rabbi Chana over Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Chana comes to Rabbi Yochanan. Says Yerushalayim the Dahaba. It was a surah of the city of Yerushalayim made out of gold. Kedavale Rabbi Kiva, the base like Rabbi Kiva did, made for his wife, and then that's the Morris story over there in the dorm. But he promised her one day, if they ever have any money, he'll make her a matana of Irshel Zov. There's most likely exactly, some learn it was more like a crown across the head. Some learn it was a pin. Okay. Meir holds that it's considered so. It's not only in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, I remember. She's allowed to wear it. She's allowed to wear it in Shabbos. The Ma'akimifuki. So what's this Machlokes about? So, you know, just defining terms. So Rameir, Sarah Masli, Rameir holds it. This is considered something which this is caring. Rameir, Sarah Takshid, no. But its function is as a Takshid. But Dilma Shalfa, Ma'akimifuki, we're afraid that she might take it off and show it to her friends. And then we're worried about if that will happen. Well, so the Swedish will come to carry it 4 hours before she puts it back on.
When I say Rameir, I mean it's a mass. I mean, this is, she's wearing it as decorative, no? I mean, why else does she have it?
I don't have a good answer. I'm not sure how to understand Rameir. And so we're afraid she's going to show it off, and then she's going to end up carrying it by mistake. Irshel Zov was an extraordinary type of a adornment. It wasn't your average adornment. The only person who would wear that was an Isha Chashuva. Isha Chashuva lo shav mashlim istafa o machvi. the idea of taking it off and showing it wasn't something which befit the woman of significant stature. That was like, you know, your average, you know, your two girls meet in the street, I'll show you my you know. The queen doesn't take off her tiara and show it to somebody. Right? So that the gzera wouldn't apply in that situation. Tzakrashi, Kedavale, Rekibla, Dvesu, Bimsethus, Nadorim, Dafnun, the more says the whole story, and that's, we can hold it here.